Daily Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. And we've got Rick in New York waiting on the line. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Rick, are you there? Okay, I guess we lost Rick, and we will let that call go. I need to get back to some news here. TSA is announcing that they are elevating security procedures at airports with U.S.-bound flights, including swabbing your body with these new chemical patches they have because of this concern that Al-Qaeda is turning people into walking bombs. These are the new stealth bombs that can be smuggled onto planes. And again, it's just a load of absolute nonsense. They're wagging the terrorists at you to keep their budgets up, to keep you afraid, to keep you ready to go to war. And frankly, they're telegraphing a potential false flag. And I think that's a very, very real concern going into this holiday weekend, obviously tremendously symbolically important. It looks to me from where I sit that Israel's getting ready to just go in and flatten Gaza over this three-day weekend while Americans aren't really paying attention to what's going on here. We'll be talking about that a little bit detail further into the show here. Tropical Storm Arthur is at 60-mile-per-hour winds. They're expecting it to intensify to 90 and possibly 100. Hopefully, the eye of the storm will stay well off the American coast, but it's going to be a nasty, nasty storm for everybody to be dealing with. Of course, the carbon Nazis are out there saying, see, global warming. Okay. Whatever happens, it's all the fault of global warming or those gosh darn Al-Qaeda. Story here from Activist Post. As Iraq burns, U.S. plans $500 million to send to the terrorists in Syria who happen to be working on the U.S. side against Bashar al-Assad. And, of course, at the same time, they're sending $500 million of your tax money to terrorists, Al-Qaeda in Syria. They're spending millions more for TSA to grab your crotches and swab your body to protect us from those same Al-Qaeda terrorists. Does this make any sense at all? It really, really doesn't. This is your government on drugs. Any questions? ISIS has now captured major Syrian towns and a key oil field. And they're making tremendous gains. And meanwhile, the U.S. is thrashing around. Russia's in there helping Maliki. And it's a real mess up. Okay, Rick in New York has called back. Rick, aloha. Welcome
to the show. Hi, Mike. Can you hear me?
Ow, that
hurt. I'm sorry, Mike. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Mike, just two quick questions. In layman's terms, Mike, why hasn't the stock market shown what's going on in the world? I had my money in a 457 about a year ago waiting for impending doom. And the market has shot up, and all the experts who so-called called for this big crash, not that I'm waiting for a crash, but why, in layman's terms, haven't the stock market reacted to what's going on, really what's in the world?
Well, because the Federal Reserve every month is printing up billions and billions of dollars or creating it out of thin air with which they're buying up stocks to use market forces to keep that stock market up. See, this all began back during the Clinton administration with the president's working group on the markets, nicknamed the Plunge Protection Team. And they basically would go in there. A lot of this was operating out of Goldman Sachs. And every time the market started to go down, they would go in and buy a bunch of stocks so that the demand would stimulate the prices back up again. And this was so Bill Clinton could point to the stock market as the banner and say, hey, it's the economy, stupid, and it's doing really well because the number's going up. And,
right.
Of course, as these institutions were involved in this little scam, bought more and more stock, they became trapped in this system because now they can't allow a stock market correction because they're holding so much stock on their books. A major correction will make these firms instantly insolvent. And so they're just going to go on creating money out of thin air. This is the beginning of the hyperinflationary spiral. They're going to go on creating money out of thin air to prop up the stock market and the federal government until the dollar itself implodes internationally. And that's
which could take how long, though? What do you foresee the next 6 months?
I foresee the next 6 months we're going to see more and more nations moving away from the dollar because of its obvious weakness. We're going to see more and more nations dropping U.S. treasuries, and they've already been doing that. The Federal Reserve, I think, owns more than half of the outstanding U.S. treasuries. This privately owned bank is literally buying up the stock in American companies and the literally ownership of the U.S. government, all with money it's created out of thin air in their legalized counterfeiting scheme. Right. And I'm sure they're going to come over and say, well, look, you know, we now own all of you. We own the country. You are now all serfs, and you will have to work for us for the rest of your lives. You're some such money junkie fantasy.
Right.
But it really is a Ponzi scheme, and at some point, they can't keep it going forever.
Exactly, and exactly. And that's the most amazing part about this, is just that how can it just keep going and going when it doesn't reflect what's going on between the
because they've
of the
got
dollar
those printing presses.
Yeah.
Because they got the printing presses and they got the computer terminals that just add lots of zeros wherever they need to keep it going. But they know it can't last forever. That's why they're trying to get these wars going to force the world back to Bretton Woods, to force the world back to the petrodollar, at the very least to remove the ruble and the yuan as challenges to the U.S. dollar internationally.
Thank you, Mike.
Got
one more thing, Mike, before I let go.
Okay.
What keeps you up at Mike? You're like I listen to you all the time. What's the one disaster as far as a false flag? There's so many out there. Everything from the electric grid, everything from nuclear. What's the one thing, Mike, that keeps you up at night that you could say, wow, this could really happen? And I'll let you go, Mike. Have a great fourth, and I'm a huge fan.
All right, well, what keeps me up at night isn't necessarily which false flag might be pulled, because there are a bunch of options and we're seeing indicators. They're certainly thinking about one. What keeps me up at night is the fact that the United States, as it is currently situated, is not going to be able to win a prolonged conventional war with Russia and or China. And that means if they get this thing going, if we don't stop this, somewhere between right now and final capitulation by the United States government, they will resort to their nuclear arsenal, and that's going to be a really bad day for anybody not wearing 2 million sunblock. And that is what keeps me awake at night, is that this thing probably is going to go nuclear unless we find a way to stop it right now, to pull the rug out from under it. Because these money junkies, they've got their bunkers. If they make a mistake and start a nuclear war, they're going to say, oh, well, gee, it's a shame, but we're going to go down into our little prepper bunker for 2 or 3 years, and then we'll come on up and just think how beautiful the world will be. Nature will come back. There won't be all those useless eaters, and we'll own everything. That is what keeps me up at night. All right, getting over to what's going on in Ukraine. Apparently, artillery from within Ukraine has damaged buildings on Russia's side of the border. They had to evacuate some of the staff from their border crossing post. This may be Poroshenko trying to goad Russia into crossing the border. Poroshenko is desperate to find some way to make this look like this is Russia's doing. The U.S. is desperate to make for some way to say that this is all Russian aggression. They've been pushing that line ever since Crimea. Russia stole Crimea. No, Crimea left. And they're still trying to get some way to make it look like Russia's the bad guy here. Putin is wisely, prudently not buying into it. Remember, a couple of weeks ago, they drove an armored personnel carrier into Russia and just abandoned it there so that Putin had the evidence. Overflights by Ukrainian helicopters. They're trying to get Russia to do something overt that they can point to and say, aha, this was Russia all along, and really get the wire going. There are calls for a new ceasefire in eastern Ukraine. They want to send in the OSCE observers. They're talking up in Berlin. We can cross our fingers, but the problem is Kiev didn't stick to the last ceasefire. They were breaking it left and right and up and down. Now, Sergei Lavrov is expressing concern about how the foreign media is just not really paying attention to the refugee problem in eastern Ukraine and the suffering of these people at the hands of this U.S.-backed junta. Well, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab a phone call. Rose in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Rose. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, Michael, I enjoy your show. The reason I'm calling is I wanted to say something on the high-tech unemployment, the unskilled workers you were talking about. And I wanted to refer you to a recent article by Breitbart, I think it is. Mm-hmm. And it says a study finds no a shortage of high-tech workers in the United States. And this study was conducted by Georgetown University, RAND Corporation, and the National Research Council. And what they found out is that we've been producing maybe, I think it's about 115,000 jobs available. And we have enough graduate students from our technical universities to fill all the engineering, technical, scientific, math.
Okay, well, there's a hole in that. There's a hole in that because our schools are definitely cranking out people who've got those diplomas and have gone hideously into debt to get those diplomas, but the skill levels associated with an American diploma are not the equal of the skill sets that are associated with diplomas being handed out by schools in India and China and Asia. Oh, and that is absolutely where the problem is. A degree from an American college, unless it's one of the big prestige universities like Caltech or something, or MIT, you know, a technical degree from an American school it just doesn't match up in the world. It's considered little better than a certificate from a trade school.
Well,
and it just, you know, we've got a lot of people walking around with these diplomas and the student loans to pay for it all, but they're not as attractive to American.
But they're bringing them in at cheaper wages, Michael. That's the point.
You're telling me that these kids aren't. I don't buy that one. I don't buy that American people with these degrees are going to sit at home unemployed rather than accept a lower salary to do the job they trained to do. If these people coming in from India who are having to cover, you know, transportation and moving costs as well, yeah, I'm not buying that argument at all, because I think anybody who's trained for one of these high-tech jobs, they're going to take the job they can get at whatever price they can get rather than simply sit at home and have big empty black spots on their resume. It doesn't pass the smell test.
Well, I agree with you on that. They're probably not going to take a $25,000 take a job at $25,000 when it was previously at $50,000, and they can take an Indian worker and bring them in at $25,000. That is the problem.
No, wait a minute. We're already seeing, if you look at the official U.S. government job numbers, Americans are taking $25,000 a year jobs where they used to have $50,000 a year jobs. So I'm not buying this idea that there's this population of college graduates who just got a degree who are refusing to accept these $25,000 a year jobs to the point where these manufacturers have to go to foreign sources. It doesn't feel right to me, because these kids understand with a brand new degree, if they don't start getting experience on that resume, they're never going to be able to get that degree to earn them any money. And so I'm not buying it. It doesn't seem to work for me that somebody who's got all these student loan debts, he may be unhappy about having to accept $25,000 a year for his degree program, but I think he's going to take that versus staying at home and living on welfare.
Right.
Or taking a $25,000 a year job in a burger place. It doesn't feel real to me. I'm sorry. It really doesn't.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to let you go. I need to get back to some of this international news here. We've got one more call. Jim in New Mexico, and then I'm going to drop this whole immigration thing because it's taking up the whole show, and I have other topics I need to get to. Jim in New Mexico, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, thank you. You were throwing it out a little while ago. You were trying to figure out why is the government allowing this to happen. I see a very close similarity to what happened back in Russia and Ukraine back in 1917 with the communist Bolshevik Jewish takeover of that area. During that time, and one of the techniques of diluting the white European culture there was to open the borders to unlimited, unchecked foreign immigration. So that's to, as I said, destroy that white European culture. And that's what they seem to be doing right now in Europe and in the United States, because white European Christians are the greatest enemy to Zionist Jews.
All right, well, that's an interesting take on it, and I'm actually going to put this subject down because we're almost halfway through the program, and I still need to get on to what's going on in Iraq, Ukraine, Israel. There's a lot of stuff going on, and I'm very, very concerned about, again, events happening over this weekend to try and reinvigorate the war fever, as it were. So anyway, we were talking before the calls about how Sergei Lavrov is expressing concern about the lack of foreign media attention to the problem of the Ukrainian refugees. It's a humanitarian disaster. And they're already talking about 21,000 Ukrainian citizens have been forced from their homes, and they're now sheltering as refugees in the Rostov region, including 8,000 children. And they're not getting a lot of media attention. The media is still focused insanely on these three teenagers in Israel and what a terrible thing happened to them. Ukrainians, who cares about them? Palestinians, who cares about them? You know, kids in Iraq, who cares about them? Israelis, they're obsessed. There is a tremendous concern over the fact that Poroshenko's solution... is to basically commit genocide against the ethnic Russians in that part of Ukraine. And that is certainly seems to be a possibility given his recent conversations about that. Now, get this. The United States State Department is dismissing this whole mess about the Ukrainian refugees, saying, well, we don't believe the United Nations numbers on refugees. We think most of these people are just going into Russia to visit their relatives, and they're probably going to come on back, and it's just not that big a problem. That's the official response from the U.S. State Department. By the way, it's now been revealed the United States has been operating covertly in Somalia since 2007. And it's a reminder that for all the drone strikes and all the wars and all the atrocities that we know about, the U.S. government is in countries and we don't know about it. We don't know how many other countries the U.S. is in trying to overthrow or control. But they've been in Somalia now since 2007. Now, I'm not the only person who's concerned about Israel uncorking on Gaza over this coming holiday weekend. Story in RIMF.com. Is Israel preparing new military offensive against Gaza? Story over in Blacklisted News. Bombings continue as Israeli troops mass on Gaza border. And, of course, the corporate media is all about these three kids who got killed and how terrible it all was. And remember, the story has already broken down. Hamas denies to have anything to do with the kidnapping and killing. Everybody's saying, why would Hamas do something that stupid at a time when they need world support for their unity government with Fatah? And Israel's already backed off and said, well, Hamas itself didn't order this, but we think the people who did it are members of the Hamas Book of the Month Club or something like that. And on the basis of that, they're going to attack all of Gaza. And I'd like to remind everybody, collective punishment is a war crime. Collective punishment is a war crime. We've all seen the movies out of Hollywood where the Nazis come in and they execute everybody in an entire town because of something one person did. And we understand that's a bad thing to do. And here Israel is doing it to Gaza. And at this point, I don't think the Palestinians or Hamas had anything to do with these three kids. I think Israel did it themselves so they can rush this through, and they're just going to hammer the place over the holiday weekend and hope that you, the American taxpayer, who's paying for all of this bloodshed, won't notice because you're going to be busy with your beer and your hot dogs and your sporting events. And for those of you lucky enough to live in freedom-loving states, you're going to have some fireworks to play with. All right, we got to take a break for commercials, and I'll be right back.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at NFUSA.org.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I was rather intrigued by what you were saying that keeps you awake at night. But what keeps me awake at night is scheming and planning and how to smash this Anglo-American Zionist military establishment that seems to be trying to implement this New World Order.
We've got to figure out some way to do it. I mean, it looks to me, pardon me, it looks to me like they've stumbled badly. It took too long to try and reach this stage in their plans. They certainly were not prepared for the rise of the independent media and the internet and the blogs, and they don't quite know how to deal with that because they cannot bring their New World Order into existence without the ability to lie to the population to make it look attractive and be believed by the population that this is a good idea. And now you have an entire planet that's looking at this whole idea of a global New World Order and a global private central bank and realizing that it is absolutely something to be avoided.
Well, from my perspective, what is really hampering these people is the independent media, is the blogs, where people are out there telling the truth, putting the spin to rest, the government propaganda, and this needs to be pushed even further. And I think we're seeing what's happening now with the military people down in Arizona are trying to implement some sort of denial of service attack against independent sources of news. In fact, what we're looking at
that's
now
only
is
that's only a temporary fix here. What they're trying to figure out is some way to sell to the people of planet Earth that the government has to take over complete management of the internet and decide who gets to have a website and who does not, and to control what websites people are looking at. We've already seen governments try and do this. The Great Firewall of China. We saw that in Turkey. And, you know, I think part of the agenda behind this idea where Russian hackers are going to shut down power stations in America, they're trying to figure out some way to say for the children or to combat child porn or to deal with online cyber terror that the government will take complete control of the Internet and decide what and who is allowed to actually put material up there to turn it into another Mockingbird-controlled form of media.
Well, I think what's happening now, Michael, is that like Darknet and several others are springing up to, if you like, counter this shutdown of the Internet as she is known. So, yeah, I mean, be prepared for anything and everything, because this government will try even desperate measures, like even a nuclear weapon going off in Atlanta to scare the people.
Or Detroit, which would certainly solve their problem with all those people who can't pay their water bills. We're seeing, because of the NSA revelations, and there's apparently a big fist fight going on over Glenn Greenwald's story that was supposed to reveal the names of actual individuals spied on by the NSA, and that's still going back and forth. Cryptome is saying that they may release that information themselves later this month. But that has basically caused a lot of other nations around the world to pull back from these five countries involved in this giant spy network and say, we don't want to have anything to do with you. We're setting up our own Internet. We're setting up our own domain name registration and mapping service so the U.S. can't dominate this all through ICANN any longer. We're seeing people who are setting up their own virtual private nets and subnetting and all the rest of that stuff, where the technology is out there, where the government is not going to be able to grab control of it, for the simple reason that from its inception, the ARPANET was designed to not be controllable, to not be centralized, to survive the loss of as much as one-third of its structure and still continue to allow communications. And this was never supposed to be made available to the public, but it broke free in the 1970s, and ARPANET became the Internet, and now it's out there, and the government doesn't know what to do about it. It's a repeat of what we saw when Gutenberg rediscovered movable type printing, books became affordable to the middle class, literacy exploded, and all of a sudden people had access to information that was not coming down through the filters of the clergy or the nobility.
Well, what I understand from my research in various sites is that the intention actually is to release all in one dump everything that Snowden has, everything.
That's going to make it hard for people to, well, we'll sort through it somehow. You know, basically I just, you know, after all my NSA challenges and everything, I would be very heartbroken if my name was not on that list. Speaking of which, of course, tomorrow the solution to the sixth NSA challenge will be posted on my website. No big deal. People have given up trying to break these things, which, of course, makes the point I've been making all along. The NSA can't actually find real criminals and terrorists who can write their own encryption. They're just keeping an eye on you to make sure that you, the law-abiding citizen, aren't thinking those double-plus ungood thoughts anymore. Anything else, John?
Well, just to go back to one of the things that you spoke about earlier, the standard of schooling in America. Tell your advertiser the name of the town is Aleppo, not Apello.
Yeah, I caught that one, too. Well, what can I tell you? These things do happen. You know, but we've caught the big TV networks making goose like this all the time. We post pictures of them. John, I'm going to let you go here. And I want to get back onto some of these stories here. I reprised an article I wrote a while back to my website called Israel is Killing the Family of Jesus, because under the excuse of these three dead Israeli teenagers, one of whom was actually American, Israel has gone on a killing rampage. And again, collective punishment is a war crime. And they're out there just hammering all these Palestinians and saying, you shouldn't care about them. There's no equivalent. Peter King is out there saying there's no equivalence between the death of the Israelis and the death of the Palestinians. You know, it just isn't even the same category here. But you need to remember that all of these people walking around Israel, the Ashkenazi Jews, they are not, in fact, descendants of the biblical Hebrews. They are descendants of Khazars, Central Asians, who converted Judaism in 800 A.D., and they have no more right to come down to Palestine and say, we've adopted this religion and you have to get out. than I have of going over to the Lakota and saying, I'm adopting your religion, and then turning around and telling the rest of Americans, get out, because we, nudge, nudge, we're here first. It's a completely bogus situation, and I illustrated it with an article called Types with Tired Fingers, which is also out there on the front page here. But the Palestinians there, they are, in fact, the distant blood relations of the historical Jesus Christ. And Israel's killing them, and you are paying for the bullets. Do you think you're going to get into heaven after that? You get up there to the big gate, and the guy with the key says, you were paying for the boss's son's kin to get whacked. You go to the other place. Article over at stopthewar.org in Great Britain, the West's hypocrisy is just blatant. Where Palestinian lives are considered disposable and worthless and not worthy in consideration, but every Israeli life is sacrosanct and precious. No, they're all equally precious. Palestinians and Israelis, they're equally precious, and it is an equal tragedy when they are killed. Of course, you won't get that opinion coming from within Israel itself, and apparently the head of the World B'nai Akiva Youth Movement is calling for a Blood of the Enemy campaign. Rabbi Noam Pearl is out there writing, talking about, 300 Philistine foreskins, which is a biblical reference to killing all the Philistines, who are the forerunners of the Palestinians, and taking their foreskins as trophies, which is a very bloody chapter in Israel's bloody religious history. So they're out there saying, kill them all, let God sort them out. And again, collective punishment is a war crime. And Israel has provided absolutely no proof who did this crime. These three kids were buried without any autopsies. This whole thing is an Israeli hoax to justify the launch of this major military campaign against Gaza. Because Israel's never been interested in peace. What they want is a piece of everybody else's country. I'll have a piece of that country, I'll have a piece of that country, I'll have a piece of that country, and if you say no, you're an anti-Semite. We'll be right back.
Nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Judith, Mike, and Pharaoh, Billy, and Radio. Tired of the mainstream media's lies. Listen to the mic when we really open your eyes. Judith, Mike, and Pharaoh, Billy, and Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, of course, there has been a very tragic incident where a Palestinian youth was grabbed and murdered, and apparently his body was in such a terrible state they had to identify him with a DNA test. And, of course, everybody's saying, well, see, the killing is going on both sides, and this dead Palestinian is but one of thousands of Palestinian children who have been killed by the settlers and the IDF over the years. And Israel is trying to de-link the two so that the three teens that they have made a big deal about are somehow special exalted victims and the Palestinians don't count. And talk about hitting a new low. Because somebody was going out on social media saying that this 16-year-old Palestinian kid wasn't killed in revenge and retaliation for the kidnapped three Israeli teens. He was just killed because he was gay. So it was an honor killing, and that's okay, and we shouldn't pay attention to it. And apparently activists in Gaza tracked the feed back and found out it was the Israeli police were putting out all this nonsense about how the Palestinian boy was gay and therefore his murder shouldn't be all that important. And as I said before, Peter King is out there trying to bring down a wall saying, no, these Israelis who were killed, that's a terrible thing. But, you know, these Palestinian kids get killed. It happens all the time. It's no big deal. They're trying to keep the two separate. But the reality is, if you go over to the website, ifamericansonlyknew.org, and you look at the actual numbers, thousands and thousands of Palestinians are being killed. Innocent people who are being just shot dead. Remember that video from 2 months ago? Kid just standing there in the street gets shot in the back. Then the IDF is saying he was throwing rocks at us. And then when the video surfaced, no, he wasn't. This stuff happens all the time. So they're trying to make this big deal over these three kids, and it's, what happened to these kids is a tragedy. But Israel's trying to go back and say, we're always the victims. In fact, they even went up to the United Nations and used these three boys who got killed to tell the United Nations, you should not be looking at human rights violation issues in Israel right now, not when we're grieving and suffering this way. shameless, just utter shameless people. Of course, it is germane for the United Nations to look at Israel's human rights violations because they've been doing it for 60 years. And Israel, any excuse, oh, we're suffering, we're victims, you can't do this to us. Now we have, and it goes on. And you know something? We're all sick and tired of hearing it. We really are. We're sick and tired of hearing about the Nazis. We're sick and tired of hearing about the Holocaust. We're sick and tired of hearing the whining all the time. Alrighty, one more comment. Collective punishment is a war crime. And by the way, Israel's already got their name out there. For those of us who are thinking this was a false flag attack, we're kidnap deniers. They already got the name out there. They're kidnap deniers. You don't need to listen to them. They're just being kidnap deniers. Alrighty, we're going to grab a phone call. Mike in Maryland. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. If I may, I'd like to give my opinion on Julian Assange and Edward Snowden and get your take on them. And if I agree or disagree, I would like to maybe elaborate on why I think the way I do. Mm-hmm. I think Julian Assange and Snowden are just simple agents. I think they're gatekeepers. I think Snowden is still on the CIA payroll. Neither one of them have really come up with anything earth-shattering. I mean, I've been in alternative media for well over a decade, and I knew NSA and probably a dozen different intelligence agencies are spying on most Americans one way or the other. And if Julian Assange was such a threat as well as Snowden, they would have been taken out a long time ago, just like what happened to Hastings. So I just think Snowden is there to normalize the police state, to get people to accept it. And
has that backfired on them. All right, let me give you my response to that. I'm in agreement with you regarding Julian Assange, because he just registered his domain, WikiLeaks, and all of a sudden, before he'd even actually done anything, he was the darling of the U.S. corporate media, had his picture on the cover of Time and Newsweek, and he'd been in existence for 3 months, hadn't really done anything. You had websites like my website had been in operation for 12 years at the time this all started, and couldn't get the time of day from the corporate media. So I've been suspicious about WikiLeaks and Julian Assange right from the beginning, and that was only reinforced with that bogus incident that happened where Julian Assange announced ahead of time that he had absolutely incredibly damaging information on Bank of America. And then a little time went by, and Julian Assange's lifestyle seemed to improve dramatically, at which point it was announced that the Bank of America information had walked out of WikiLeaks on a hard drive and never been seen again. And if you buy that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. Now, as far as Snowden is concerned, if he was a deliberate intelligence operation to get us used to the idea that we're being watched, it has failed miserably. Because the American people are angry, we're furious at this. Yes, those of us who've been in the independent media, we knew it was going on all along, but we couldn't convince ordinary Americans that it was really of such a scale that we have seen. But the damage that this revelation has caused, and remember, it wasn't the American media that made Snowden a household word. It was the European media, the British media, because they were furious to find out they were being spied on as well. So this became an international scandal. And if the goal here was to get us to accept that we're being spied on all the time, that has definitely failed, because we are very angry. We're taking steps to protect our communication. This Snowden revelation has delegitimized the U.S. government. They don't have a constitutional legal foundation for doing what they're doing. They're an illegitimate government. There's not even a gray zone here. They are out of the constitutional ballpark. Going, gone. And so if this was supposed to somehow get us to say, all right, it's okay for the government to be listening to our phone calls, it hasn't worked. And now, of course, we've got this second whistleblower who's come forward who's confirmed that, yes, in fact, the NSA is recording the actual content of every phone call in America every single day. When you pick that phone up and order your pizza tonight, the NSA is making a recording of it.
Well, I think the foreign media generally and the British media in particular, for the most part, could be just as compromised as the American corporate media. And if you notice, Snowden changed his M.O. First he said he wasn't an inner circle of the CIA. Then he comes out and says, well, yeah, I was really a deep-state CIA agent and blah, blah, blah. And then he comes out and says then he praises Obama for his quote-unquote NSA reforms. So there has been, yes, there has been an uproar against that, but that'll pass. The sheeple will move on, and probably a good part of the sheeple, the American people, will be more reticent about exploring those conspiracy theory websites. So, yes, of course.
That has not come to pass. I mean, the readership of my website has skyrocketed since the NSA revelations. And the truth, I think, is I think the same thing is true for very much the others. The audience at the corporate media is at an all-time low. The audience for the independent media is at an all-time high. If Snowden is a deliberate plan to try and get us all used to the idea that we're being watched all the time, it has backflashed horribly. It's brought crippling financial harm to American computer companies, American computer service providers, the retailer. I mean, I was looking at some of the prices for some of the latest Windows 8 laptops, you know, i7 processors down to $500. They can't even give this stuff away. Nobody wants it because of all this NSA spying. This has been an absolute disaster for our high-tech economy and the credibility of the American nation. I don't think the U.S. government got anything positive out of any of this. So if it was a deliberate plot, it's basically on the same level as all their other well-considered propaganda ploys. It's just turned into an absolute disaster.
Well, it may have backfired on them, and they may have some other ulterior motive, but in my humble opinion, I still don't think it changes the fact that I think Snowden is still a CIA agent. There's just too many things on about him that just doesn't jive, doesn't pass the smell test.
Well, remember, a lot of what we're hearing about him is coming through filters from people who want to discredit him so we don't pay attention to the further revelations here. You need to understand that if the U.S. government can't physically get to Snowden himself, they're going to be pulling out all the stops to somehow damage his reputation so that we don't listen to him anymore. That, too, is not going to work. And thank you very much for the phone call, Mike. In Maryland, we're going to switch over to Dan in New York. Aloha, Dan. Welcome. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. We got to take a break for our top of the hour segment. We'll be back with Dan in New York after these few words.